When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing, and today I'm joined by Gianluca Fiorelli, an independent SEO consultant. Who's an Italian, but you live in Spain, don't you?
Yes, I'm living in Spain since 11 years ago. I moved because of my wife, which is quite a common story. Yeah. My wife is Spanish, and after 2 years living in Rome, she wanted to go back.
How romantic.
Yes, romantic, and it was actually that changing the country I was living was also one of the reasons why I am an SEO. Because before of that moment, I was really, really involved and working since so many years in the TV industry. And probably if I was still living in Italy, probably I would be working still in the industry, in TV or audiovisual industry, maybe doing marketing online, but surely somehow something in-house and not as an independent consultant.
So surely this must be a first. You must be the first person I've spoken to who became an SEO because of love.
Because of necessity, because love is wonderful, but love doesn't pay the bills.
So tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yes, as I was telling before, I wasn't born an SEO. And as many, many other SEO of my generation, I mean, let's call it my before 2010 generation. I mean, I had a really different life before. As I was telling you, I was working in television, and actually I was doing a really cool job, which was buying TV rights for the Italian market. I was able to, and then creating the scheduling, the programming of a couple of TV channels. One about movies, classic movies, you know, black and white and 70s classics.
Yeah.
And one about TV series. So one of my best achievement was to bring to Italy, in Italy, series like Battlestar Galactica, The Office, or Sex and the City and so on. So, yes, it was a really different story. But, you know, sometimes you cannot control your life. And I mean, I think you know someone called Rupert Murdoch there in Great Britain.
Oh, yes. We know Mr. Murdoch.
Yes, you know.
He's quite infamous over here.
Oh, yeah. It is quite influential also in Italy because back in 2003, Sky bought the Italian branch of Canal Plus. Mm. And that was my first approximation with an actual problem forever, but everybody in SEO knows, which is duplicated content. I was duplicated content, so they decide to delay, to dismiss the movie channel, the series channel that I was working for. My boss at that time moved me to the internet department, which was something new.
Yeah.
And from there, obviously, I started with an agency, collaborating with an agency and creating new website for the remaining channels. And after a while, I started to say, why the heck I'm not able to find anything on Google? And that's why I discovered it was something called search engine optimization.
Yes.
And from there, it was really my start. From there, as I told you, I moved to Spain and I start digging more in SEO also in order to live.
Yes.
Actually leave.
Yeah.
And then I, during my educational journey, I discovered sites like SEO Book and especially SEO Moz.
Yeah.
And that's why I started to, I'm really, really into the Moz community, for instance, because I start there something about 2007. Mm. And it was a really, I usually call it as, you know, the army class. When you go to the army, I go to the Moz army in 2007. Who were your companions? They were people like Will Critchlow, Richard Baxter, Will Reynolds. So that's why I know them, because we were people commenting on Moz.
Sure, yeah.
And doing so is, I mean, it was a really, really a good, a really exciting environment to grow with. And I have to admit that Moz really helped me a lot to become the SEO I am right now. And then obviously you grow up and you start knowing new people. Also because of my nature of an Italian expatriated in Spain. So without really a really strong connection with both the Italian and Spanish community at most time. That's why I really start knowing a lot of people in the industry from UK, United States, and then all over the world. Obviously, then once somehow I became popular or respected in the Italian and Spanish community after, when I was already respected in the American and UK one.
Wow.
So it my story in the community, in the industry, is quite strange. And now, yes, I'm an happy independent consultant, specialized in things like, obviously, SEO, but more particularly in international SEO. And I also dig in everything related to inbound marketing,
yeah.
Not in the scientific and HubSpot definition way, but more as a holistic digital marketing.
Well, I wanted to sort of zoom in a little bit into the SEO area and talk specifically today about keyword and topic research, Gianluca, if that's all right, especially from a sort of an international perspective, because you spent time in Italy, your home country, and in Spain. Before we sort of go into what you do, what do most people do, Gianluca, when they do sort of keyword and topic research?
Let's say that people start keyword and topic research are slightly different between them. Keyword research always existed. The problem is that still now the big majority of SEO professionals consider keyword research as something let's see what keyword my site and my competitor site are visible. How can we optimize our pages, and especially creating a really big list of keywords with and prioritizing them because of a combination of search volume and competition, which was really, I mean, somehow it was okay. It was fine and really fine up until a few years ago, but right now it is not anymore. So we have seen things from Hummingbird in 2013, and if we consider even with a really, really on the news rank brain news that Google just shared a few days ago, we see that keywords by themselves are not enough anymore. Keywords are important. We have to understand what keywords people are searching our brands and the topics and everything related to our business, but we have to think broadly. We have to think them in a semantic way, as I used to say. We have to think in topics, in thematics, and we have to think in context of when people are using these kind of queries or keywords, in what moment of their journey, as a consumer journey, we are using these keywords. So using them as a way to understand your user more than optimizing just optimizing your website. And the biggest difference, the biggest evolution with keyword and topic research had in the last few years.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, words, they're an expression of our culture. And I was just wondering how, you know, there are different ways to use keyword planners, aren't there? How do you use them? I know you alluded to how you did, but sort of drilling down a bit, how do you actually use a keyword planner?
Yes, keyword planner is one of the tools that I use, and I'm not. It's not something that I do. Only me is doing. I mean, we always have used a keyword planner or AdWords in general for keyword research. But how I use it is especially to understand how Google consider a page. Let me give you an example. Let's say that, for instance, if I'm a cooking site, and I know that one of the most popular dishes is pizza. So what about using something, a source, for understanding how Google classify and divide pizza into other topics and connecting with other entities or name entities. I substantially simulate the creation of a ad campaign using as a landing page the Wikipedia page about pizza, but it could be anything else. I mean, if I want to understand better about a specific product, I go to a site, which could be Amazon, to section of sites of Amazon about that product, because we know that Amazon has such a visibility and is so well crafted that Google surely is considering it as a, okay, what is a source about this topic, about this product?
Yes.
Could be surely an Amazon page or a Wikipedia page or, I don't know, any page that can be considered a trusted source about that.
Yes.
Topic. So what I do is substantially creating, asking a keyword planner to suggest me AdWords ads groups starting from a source. And thanks to that, I can see that Google is telling me the ad groups are really cool because under an ad group, you can announce group, you can see how Google put together keywords that are substantially related between them semantically and with a little variation because of synonym and so on, but that are different from other ads groups because of intention or the topic and so on. So you can, doing so, you can understand what are the most searched and the most interesting topics about your main subject. And you can see that now, you can see that people maybe are searching for him.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
More for information and queries like how to create a pizza, what is the difference between a pizza romana, which is the really, really slim one, and the pizza napoletana, which is the classic pizza, thick pizza.
You're making me hungry now.
Yes, also because it's almost 12.
I do love pizza. Sorry, carry on.
So, doing so, you can really understand that, for instance, you can start understanding, because if Google is showing you maybe also branded keywords in your in the ad group. So people actually looking for where I can find pizza, what is better, a Domino pizza or another brand pizza, and so on. So you can really start thinking, having all these suggestions, you can start even thinking about creating a structure around the topic of pizza. So substantially creating what I call also as a topical apps. Receipt or cook related website, and I create a section about pizza, and then I start creating subsection about how to cook it, how to, what products to buy, what kind of topping, reviews about the most common pizza chains, and so on. And even maybe a user generated sort of forum in order to discuss small pizzerias that are not chains. So you really can start, you can use this kind of research, then complementing this with other things and with other tools in order to create a sort of foundation of what can be the architecture, information architecture and navigation architecture of your website.
So this sounds like a really blended approach. Is that how you would describe it?
Yes, I would describe it so. But I think it's the most interesting one, because doing so, are really, really able to avoid one defect, which is quite typical, which is to just think to one specific keyword and start optimizing for just that keyword. Mm. Doing so, that instead, you are creating section and apps that are able to substantially target almost every possible query that people is doing about your topic.
Yeah, it really is a sort of more of a sort of human / culturey type of approach, isn't it? Do you think a lot of people make the mistake of being a bit too mechanical, you know, when they're doing their keyword and topic research, Gianluca?
Yes, because I think the difference is in the approach, in the psychological approach that every professional has with this kind of task. If you approach it as an obligation, as a mechanical stuff, as just a cold, data-driven step, yes, it's one of the most boring things to do in SEO.
Yeah,
it's really more entertaining to do content-based campaign. But if you put yourself in the shoes of investigator, of an anthropologist, it's really interesting, because you really start to understand more than just the search volume of some given keywords. You really start, you are using a search in order to understand the culture. And this is going to give you more insights and more benefits than just optimizing your website for keywords, because it's also telling you what is the difference, and this is important especially for international SEO, but also for if you are just targeting one country. It's going to offer you the difference perspective, I don't know, about how Mexicans are searching for about something or are interested about some topic, with respect, I don't know, people in Spain or Colombia or Argentina. Because obviously, and this is somehow the most, let's say, academic definition of semantic. Words are the significant of something, which is the meaning. So really, it's really interesting, because what a word is representing and how it's representing it in combination with other things like image, signs of every kind. And if we start thinking about also voice search, the intonation of how we use the words, are really telling you about something, about the culture and about the intention. Because we have to understand that SEO is not just anymore about keywords and offering a page in ranking in the SERP for a keyword, but ranking the right page for the right intention related to that keyword. For instance, if we are ranking with a page for a keyword that for an informational page for a keyword that on the contrary is usually related to conversion, we are going to see, for instance, really strong bounce rate, really strong pogo sticking, and these are we are starting to see how these are also factors that can help or not your website visibility.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, you mentioned there the... because I was going to come on to international SEO and how you apply it. You mentioned there the sort of cultural differences, and you took an example, Spain versus Mexico. I mean, it could have been Spain versus Colombia or Spain versus somewhere else in Central and South America where they speak Spain. It must be quite difficult to get your head into the culture, or do you find that quite easy to do?
I think that this is really depends on how you on your own personality and curiosity. I don't think I have really many problems in understanding or trying to understand at least culture, which is not mine. But I think that this is also because I'm a curious person, I always be. So I really like to dig and to explore, to confront myself. So starting to try to understand the why behind a culture is acting or about something, let's say, from the most... It is most from the highest topics like religion, politics, so on, but also how why people in the United States are very TV prime time, for instance, going back to my TV times.
Yes.
Why in the United States and the UK the prime time is, I mean, you have your news at 6 or 6 p.m., which is for me it's still... It's still afternoon, it's not evening. And why, for instance, in Italy it's at 8 and why in Spain instead it's 9?
Yes.
So all these things are what are really make you understand your target, the culture of your target. And if you understand it, you are really, it's really easier to then, okay, for instance, not talking about SEO, but talking about real-time social media. If people are in front of TV around 6, between 6 and 7, or maximum 8 p.m. in UK, if I want to do a Twitter real-time engagement with my potential audience, I will do it between those hours.
Yes.
But if I do it in Spain, it's really a waste of time because people may be still in the office. And having maybe... a cerveza in the bar down his house. So maybe you have to target them from 9 to 11 p.m.
It's fascinating, isn't it? The different cultures.
Yes.
Well, Gianluca, thank you so much for sharing that with us. It's I love different cultures. It's very interesting to sort of think about how that influences the way we do our SEO. And I think having a knowledge of the way that we all behave differently is something that's really good and probably something that's overlooked by a lot of people. How can our listeners find out more about you, Gianluca? What's the best way for them to get hold of you?
Well, you can find me substantially always online on Twitter. You can find me on gfiorelli1, my handle, my username on Twitter. And I don't live on Twitter, obviously, I have to work too, but I really pay attention as a conversation channel with other SEOs and other marketers of every kind, and not just for talking about marketing, but also to share good time. And I mean, it's a really good, cool channel for conversation. And you can find me on Moz. I am a Moz associate, so you can find me commenting on Moz and moderating the Moz Q&A, especially the ones about international SEO. And I'm writing on blog post on Moz. And I'm writing also one post a month on stateofdigital.com. Unfortunately, I don't have the time to to write what I would like to write, and how much I would like to write on my own blog, which is ilovesio.net. But it's so maybe in the future, if we can invent 46 or 48 days, our days, maybe I will be able to do something on my own blog.
Yeah,
so
I'm working on that.
You can find me on these three channels. Moz, the blog, and Q&A, State of Digital, and on Twitter.
So just to clarify, your Twitter address, I'll spell it out, it's GFIORELLI1. The number one, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. Pay attention to the number one. It's important because the G Fiorelli without the number one is my uncle.
Oh, really?
Yes. I don't know. It's really weird.
But you're the number one.
Stephen, that people forget it. And my uncle started to see, because his name is Giorgio. So with G too. So he started receiving, question about SEO. And he's saying, I don't think I'm able. He's an architect.
I'll pass it on to my my nephew. Right, well, thanks for listening, everyone. The show notes are in the usual place, sitevisibility.com/impodcast. Give us a rating if you can. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. The more ratings we have, the more we sort of become visible and the more people we can help, so that's great. Ways to get hold of us, email podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. And if you want to leave an audio message, a comment or a question or something like that, it's +44 1273 256 150. And if you leave a message there, I get a little email that tells me someone's left a message and we can incorporate you into the show. So it's goodbye from me, Andy, and it's goodbye from Gianluca.
Ciao, ciao, e hasta pronto.
Excellent. Prego. And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.